ઉંમરને લીધે હવે ચશ્મા વગર દેખાતું નથી, એટલે કદાચ એ પુલપીટમાં ઊભા રહેવા માટે ક્વોલિફાઈડ થયો કહેવાય. મારી પાસે કંઈ એવી થિયોલોજીની ડિગ્રી નથી કે આઈ એમ જસ્ટ લાઈક યુ, વન ઓફ યુ, એન્ડ ઇટ્સ સો વન્ડરફુલ ટુ કમ હિયર. દિનકરભાઈ, થેન્ક યુ સો મચ ફોર ઇન્વાઇટિંગ. અને પિંકેશભાઈએ આજે અમને ફિલી સેન્ડવિચ ખવડાવી દીધી છે, એટલે જો ઊંઘ આવી જાય વચ્ચે તો માફ કરશો. પ્રકાશ ગાંધીને લીધે જે આવવાનું થયું અહીંયા, એના માટે ઈશ્વરનો ઘણો જ આભાર માનીએ છીએ. એનો આઈલ ટ્રાય ટુ સ્પીક ઇન ગુજરાતી એઝ મચ એઝ આઈ કેન, બટ ફગી મી ઇફ આઈ ફગેટ એન્ડ ગો બેક ટુ ધ ઇંગ્લિશ. સો ઇટ્સ નોટ દેટ આઈ હેવ ફગટન માય લેંગ્વેજ, બટ આઈ હેવન સ્ટડીડ લેંગ્વેજ. યુ નો, મારા ફાધરે જ્યારે MBBSના બરોડામાં દાખલ થયો 67માં, ત્યારે મને બાઇબલ આપ્યું હતું, અને એ બાઇબલ મેં ફરી પાછું કાઢ્યું એક અઠવાડિયા મહિના પહેલાં, જસ્ટ ટુ સી ઇફ આઈ કેન સ્પીક ફ્રોમ ધેટ. મારા ફાધરે પહેલાં ઉપર લખેલું હતું, ધીસ બુક વિલ કીપ યુ ફ્રોમ સિન, ઓર સિન વિલ કીપ યુ ફ્રોમ ધીસ બુક, ઓર એન કોટેશન ફ્રોમ જોન બનિયન. And it's been 20 years since my dad has gone home to be with the Lord. But in the spirit of my dad, I'll see if I can say something that will make a difference in every one of us' life. So thank you so much for letting me come here tonight. What a wonderful day today. You know, I simply think, let's pray and ask Lord to bless this time. Lord God, we come before you tonight as a humble servant before you standing, asking your grace upon this meeting tonight, that you will speak through me and you will penetrate the heart of each one and every one of us present here tonight. Not my glory, but your glory be manifested here tonight. And I pray that every word that proceeds out of my mouth and meditation of my heart will be acceptable to you and will bring simply glory and honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In his precious name I pray, and all God's people say, amen, amen. બે અઠવાડિયા પહેલાની વાત કહું તમને, એનો ડોન ઓફિસમાં આવે તો 45-48 વર્ષની ઉંમર હશે ભાઈની, અને બે ત્રણ મહિને 4 મહિને આવી જાય છે, અને ચેકઅપ કરી અને ટ્રીટમેન્ટ આપી, અને પછી એઝ યુઝ્યુઅલ આઈ ટોલ્ડ હિમ, pray for me, I'm going to Philadelphia. I have never been in Philadelphia in my whole life. This is my first time ever going. Just pray for me. So, Dane kayu ke su kevana cho tame. Me kayu ke the thing that I love the most is to share the gospel in my workplace. So he asked me a question, do you remember my story? I say, not really in a detail. He says, it was April 11th, 1996. I saw you for the first time. I was merely 30-year-old, dying from severe diabetes. My eyes had failed, my kidneys had failed. My blood pressure was out of control. And I saw you in the office. He says, my bigger problem was not my diabetes. It was how messed up I was. So do you know the story of Thomas? Thomani tamne vyat યાદ આવે છે? સો દેટ વોઝ મી. આઈ ડાઉટેડ એવરીથિંગ. આઈ વોઝ ઇન ઓલ કાઇન્ડ્સ ઓફ કોલ્સ. આઈ હેડ ગન ઇન ટુ ધ લાસ્ટ કોલ્ટ કોલ્ડ સર્વાઇવલિસ્ટ. I had 4,000 rounds of ammunition in my garage with canned goods and tents, and I was going to carry out the battle myself. I didn't tell you all of those things when I came to see you, but before I left, you asked me a question. Did I know for sure where I would go if I were to die tonight? And I said, no, I don't know. I like to go to heaven. He says, you ask me, do you know for sure how you're going to get there? He says, no, I don't. I said, would you like to know? He says, yes. And he says, you walk me through that gospel. Four days later, he says, I was in my garage checking on my guns and the ammunitions. I was confused. It was Saturday morning. And what you told me 3 days ago came to my mind. And this is what he told me 2 days ago, 2 weeks ago. He says, I asked that question, am I doing the right thing? And he said, I heard a small, quiet voice in my heart, no. He said, I fell on my knees in my garage and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He says, I came to see you a couple of months later and I told you that story. He said, that didn't heal my diabetes, didn't heal my blindness, didn't heal my blood pressure. I ended up in a dialysis. I remember clearly 2 years later, Don was scheduled to begin the dialysis. And because of his age, he was put on a list for transplant. And within a month, Don got double transplant, kidney and pancreas. After 12 years, I tell you right now, Don has no diabetes. He has no high blood pressure. He has no kidney failure. Lord has healed him fully and completely. It's been 12 years. He is one of my longest surviving transplant patients that I care for. A little while ago, it was Monday morning, and I showed up at the office, and usually Monday morning is a very hectic day for me. And my secretary at the receptionist up front brings a chart and hands me a note and says, the wife of this patient wants you to call her before you start seeing your patients. And I say, oh no. I'm in trouble. I took the chart and went to my office and looked at the name. It was Bill. I hadn't seen Bill for 6 years. And at that too, that time I had seen him only for 2 times. And I went through my notes. He had severe emphysema. I don't remember exactly how old he was. And the phone number of the wife was a long distance phone number. And with a trembling hands, I picked up the phone and called the wife, and the voice on the other side says, do you remember me? I said, ma'am, no, I don't remember you. I just see the chart of your husband. I had seen him 6 years ago. She says, I want to tell you, my husband passed away last week. I say, I'm so sorry to hear that. She says, no, no, it was a celebration. And the reason I'm calling is I am obeying my husband, which he had asked me to do. He says, 6 years ago you saw us in the office. He was there for the first time. And at the end of the visit, you asked my husband the question if he were to die that night, where was he going to go? And she said, my husband didn't care to know, neither need he know the answer. But that day, somehow, he was ready to listen to you. And you took time to walk him through the gospel. She said, we saw you one more time, and then we moved away to East Texas. We never saw you. I never called you. But my husband was not the same after that. He began going to a church, Baptist church in East Texas, and he was a new man. Thing has changed in his life, and every chance he got, he asked the same question to anybody he met. Where do you think you will go if you die tonight? And if they didn't know the answer, he would give the answer to them. He says, 2 months ago, my husband's physical sickness deteriorated. He called the pastor and arranged for his own funeral. He had two messages, one for the pastor and one for you. He told the pastor to preach at his funeral. If my doctor can take time to share the gospel with me, what's your excuse? The pastor preached that message at the funeral. She says, I saw people over there that I had no clue who they were, but they were there to honor my husband. And she says, the message for you is, don't stop doing it. I have never talked to her since then. I don't know who she is, but I'll never forget that. That's what makes me go to the office daily, to carry on the message of Bill. And that's what I want to ask you. What changed the heart of Thomas? What changed it? What has brought us here together tonight? There are many people who have tried to become God, but they are not. There is only one God who has chosen to become man, because he loved me. He loves you. He came, he died, and he rose again. The reason I made you all read Gospel of John is there is very few things we know about that man we call Thomas. Huh? Thama? Bo uchu lakwao ma aviyo chhe. Prabhu ene choose karyo barmati. But very little. We know him as a Thomas the doubter.
રિયલી
કરું. ગોસ્પેલ ઓફ જાન. દિનકરભાઈ, કેટલો ટાઈમ છે, કેટલું બોલવાનું છે? ટાઈમ વધારે હોય, કાકા આ તો શરૂઆત કરી છે ભાઈ. પલાસ ગોસ્પેલ ઓફ જાન. લેટ મી ગીવ યુ વાય જાન રોટ ધ ગોસ્પેલ. Do you know why John wrote the gospel? Turn with me to Gospel of John, verse chapter 20, verse 30 and 31. Why did he write this gospel? Many other signs therefore Jesus performed in presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these things have been written that you may believe. See, faith never saves. Belief never saves. I hope it's shocking news to you. Faith never saves. We have sincere friends who are Hindus and Muslims. They are very sincere in what they believe. They will die for what they believe. Will that save them? No. Why? Because what does John say? You may believe that Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. See, it's Christ that saves us. And believing in Him, we have life. Because the only one that left an empty tomb. Rest are dead. Muhammad is dead. Buddha is dead. Krishna is figment of imagination. Confucius is dead. There is only one empty tomb. And the reason it's empty is that you and I believe in Him. And believing in Him, we have life. Only in Him we have life. If you are not in Him, you are dead in your trespasses, going to hell. What happened? 3.5 વર્ષ સુધી એની જોડે ચાલ્યા. હા, થોમસ, એવરી સિંગલ ડે એન્ડ નાઇટ હી વોઝ વિથ જીસસ. વોટ વોઝ હિઝ પ્રોબ્લેમ? વોટ વોઝ હિઝ પ્રોબ્લેમ? યુ નો, જાન ચેપ્ટર 11, વી રેડ દેટ ફેમસ સ્ટોરી ઓફ લાઝરસ ઇઝ રેઝરેક્શન. વી આર સેલિબ્રેટિંગ ધ રેઝરેક્શન ઓફ અવર લોર્ડ એન્ડ સેવિયર જીસસ ક્રાઇસ્ટ. Do you know that Gospel of John is written around 7 things? There are 7 miracles before Christ's death. And there are 7 I am statements. I am. Do you know that? Can somebody give me 3 examples of that 7 I am statement? I am the resurrection and life. Yes. I am the vine. I am the vine and હું બારણું છું. હું ગેટા પાળક છું. હું જગતનું અજવાળું છું. હું રોટલી છું. What else? So we got 7. 7. Why did he say those I am 7 statements? Why? Why did he say that? What's name of God? I am. Where do we find it? Exodus chapter 3. Who was there? Moses. Do you know who spoke to Moses? Look at it. Verse 3, Exodus chapter 3. I think we're going to be here all night, but might as well stay here. It's nice and comfortable. We got to know this. Chapter 3, verse 2. Who is speaking? angel of the Lord. Who is the angel of the Lord that's described in Old Testament? Jesus Christ, pre-incarnate Christ. Pre-incarnate Christ. God is one, but he lives in three persons, right? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's this angel of the Lord that met Moses. It's the voice from the burning bush. It's the same as the angel of the Lord that met Gideon. The same angel of the Lord that met the parents of Samson. The same angel of the Lord that met Joshua. That's right? The angel of the Lord. Moses saw this burning bush, but it was not consumed. That's the grace. That's the grace. The picture of grace. The bush is the picture of the nation Israel. Burning. The judgment is falling upon. But never, never dying away. Never. And the voice comes. And he says, Moses says, what am I going to tell Israelites? What's your name? What does he say? My name is? I am that I am. It's an unchanging God. He didn't say I was. He didn't say I will be. He says I am. That's the reason John chapter 8, when Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am. And that's the reason the Jews took the stones to kill him. So, right, they were ready to destroy him. This seven I am statement, and he uses seven miracles to prove that Jesus is the incarnate God himself in his Son. Do you believe that? And that's the one that's now ready to be crucified. The story of Lazarus is only about a week before he is crucified. And why? Where was he when he got the message from Martha and Mary? You have to go two verses before. So go to chapter 10, verse 40. I'm going to show you something interesting that maybe for the first time you will see this, but this is fascinating to me. He was outside Israel. Yardan Nadine Pelepar, east of Earth Yardan. That's the Gentile country. Why did he go over there? Because in Israel, in Jerusalem, they were going to stone him to death. They were going to kill him as a blasphemer. Being a man, how can you make yourself equal with God? Right? So he left the Jewish nation and he's with Gentile. What happened? The result is verse 42. And many believed in him. Everybody believed? In the Gentile area? No. Many believed in him. He's away from the nation. Now he gets the word, the one who he loved is sick, Lazarus. What's the response of the disciples? He says, we're going to go and wake him up. What was their response? Oh, I don't want to die. I don't want to die with you. How often do we walk away from the work of the Lord when it gets a little tough? The persecution prevents us from saying the Lord's word. Is that right? What does Jesus say? This is for your benefit, so you may believe. But what happens when he gets the message? Verse 6. When therefore he heard that he was sick, he stayed there 2 days longer in the place where he was. Why did he stay 2 days? I'm going to give you something that you probably have never heard. I'll come to that in a minute. But just remember, 2 days. He stayed there 2 days. Fascinating thing, verse 11. the death of the believers is never a death. Lazarus is asleep. We will not die. We'll all go to sleep if he doesn't return in our lifetime. Someday he's going to wake us up with a shout, just as Lazarus heard the shout. Then Jesus finally says, no, he's dead. And how many days have gone by? 4 days. He's with who? The Gentiles. How many days have gone? 4 days. Can you give me a verse in your New Testament says that 1,000 years for the Lord is 1 day, and 1 day is 1,000 years? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. 1,000 years is 1 day. How many years have gone by? 4,000. Do you remember something happened 4,000 years ago? No? There's a man from Mesopotamia that God called him. He says, follow me. What's his name? Ibrahim. Kilavaras? Charaswaras. Bevaras Perasudhu? Isu Avya. Did his own receive him? John 1:11. What John 1:11 says? He came to his own, and his own didn't receive him. They rejected him. Total? No. There are Peters and Pauls and Thomases. But as a whole, the nation rejected. And where is he now for past 2 days? He's right with the Gentiles. He's with you and I. What is he going to do? He's going back again to Judea. Why is he coming again? To save his people. Are we in the last of the last of the last days? Turn with me to Hosea. Hosea. Go Daniel book law and then go to the right, make a right turn. Go to chapter 5. I'm telling you something that excites me. That's the reason I'm telling you. Hosea 5:15. 5:15. The Lord is speaking here. What does he say? I'll go away and return to my place. Has he done that? Did God go back to his own place? What do we call it? Ascension. Is it there forever? No, until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. In their affliction, they will earnestly seek me. What do we call that? Tribulation. Go to chapter 6, verse 1. Come, people speaking now. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us, but he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage us. Hasn't that happened in past 2,000 years? 6 million Jews were slaughtered just 60 years ago. Look at verse 2, that fascinates me. He will revive us what? After how many days? 2 days. He will raise us up on the third day. Are we living in the third day? I don't have time for me to go into that, but when you get a chance, go home, read Gospel of John chapter 4. I don't have time right now, so forget it, but I'll give you the answer. It's right there. The Samaritan woman goes back home. How long does Jesus stay with the Gentiles, the Samaritan? 2 days. What does he do? Comes back to Galilee to raise that officer's son. Does it make sense? We're living in the last of the last days. So we have a job to do. There are dons and there are bills out there waiting to hear the gospel. But let me show you. This Jesus shows up to the to the grave of Lazarus, and Martha says, I know that my brother is going to raise up someday at the final resurrection. She quoted Daniel chapter 12, verse 2. Jesus says, I want you to forget that abstract thought and put the thought in me. I am the resurrection. Jesus himself is resurrection. That's rising physically from physical body. We, you and I will be resurrected. Those who are in Christ will be resurrected first. But not only just resurrection, he wants to give us the life that we may live anew. What 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, who has memorized that? Therefore, those who are in Christ Jesus, he is what? A new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, new things have come. That's life. He wants to give us the life. But there is something he wants you and me to do. Go to verse 39. Something that is very important to me. Look what he says. What can somebody read verse 39? John
11:39.
Remove the stone. Why can't Jesus say, stone be gone? Could he have said that? Why didn't he say that? Why didn't he say that? Because he wants you and me to participate in that resurrection. In the resurrection of Don and Bill, he allowed me to participate. I believe with my all heart that God chooses, God saves, but God allows you and I to participate in it. That's the only way you and I are going to know, you and I are going to know, and know the glory of God. That's the only way we know that our God is alive. Whenever I share the gospel, it allows me to confess my sin before a man or a woman and tell my story to them. And it's God who does the job. Remove the stone. My question to you is, have you done that? When is the last time you remember taking somebody through the gospel? If not, why? You know, just short time, a while ago, we were coming from Colorado, driving through Panhandle of Texas and going home, and we saw something so phenomenal. We saw hundreds, thousands, maybe millions of monarch butterfly. Do you remember, Sushma? And we literally stopped. We didn't want to kill any of those butterfly. These beautiful, majestic butterflies flying through like the cloud. They were migrating from north to south. How are the butterflies born? How are the butterflies born? These pretty, majestic things, huh? Caterpillar, ear. Ear. Gani ear ne PhD hoche, gani ear ne MD hoche, gani ear ne engineering degree hoche, gani ear ne nursing degree hoche, gani ear ne gani ear mo mara jevi gardi thai geli hoche, gani ear bahu young hoche. But here, every one of us are like the caterpillars. What happens to the caterpillars? It dies in a cocoon. Do you remember that? It goes in a cocoon. Has anybody opened up the cocoon? I have. And we were mischievous as young kids. What do you find in cocoon? The caterpillar? No. There's nothing in it. It's water. It's liquefied. The process is called metamorphosis. Do you remember that? Meta means change, morphem means structure. Caterpillar becomes a butterfly. The wings to fly, the colors to enjoy, the sweet honey is now the diet. The life is change. Just like Lazarus, we are all dead in our trespasses. Ephesians 2. Do you remember that? We are dead in our trespasses. Romans 5. And what brings about a change? Romans 10, 17. What does it say? Faith comes hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. It is not just my garbage. It is the word of God that changes the life. Have you ever removed the stone? Do you know how to remove the stone? Do you have 15 minutes? I'm going to walk you through how I do that. Not the best of the way, but whatever makes sense, I'll do it. You have the piece of papers that I gave you. And if you can walk me through, I'll walk through with you. You can draw it. Let me show you what I talk with Don. How I talk to Don. How I talk to Bill. And how their lives were changed. You know, I'm not preaching to my patients. I'm not saving them. I'm not asking them to join my church. I'm just asking one question. If you were to die tonight and stand before a holy God and he asked you a question, why should I let you into my heaven? What will you tell him? I find two kinds of answers. One answer is self-centered. I tell you a story and that will make sense. Just 2 days ago, Maria was in the office. She came, 40-some-year-old girl. She came because one of my patients referred her to the office, 48. Her blood pressure was 160 over 120. And she was just terrified. She came to the office and I talked to her, examined her, gave her the medicine, told her the plan, what I'm going to do. She said, I'm scared to death. I said, why? She says, 2 weeks ago, my mother died. Complication of high blood pressure and diabetes. And I may die also. I say, I have one question to ask you. Suppose that blood pressure had killed you yesterday. Where do you think you'd have been today? Mind you, this happened 2 days ago. She says, I hope heaven. I said, why? She says, I am good. I am good. I say, I'm glad you didn't die yesterday. Because you would have spent eternity in hell. Do you believe that? Is that a good enough answer? That was my answer 23 years ago. Did I grow up in a Christian home? I had the best of parents. Some of you know my parents. Did I go to church? You bet. Was I confirmed in a CNI church at 11? Do I have stories? I was this part of the left and came.
No, I try to help my patients. I was a member of the finance committee in Methodist Church. I had my offering receipts. I could show it to God. I answered, I'm good. I said, Maria, that's only good enough to go to hell. She said, would you tell me how to get to heaven then? I said, if you want to, I will. So I talked her into that. You can put your name, Maria, Don, Bill, Manny. That's what they call me, Manny. I went, started with the Jewish hospital. My name is Emmanuel. They didn't care for that name at all. They gave me a new name, Manny. So that's how I go by. Manny. And I asked this question to her. I said, do you believe in God? And do you believe in his heaven? She says, yes, I do. I do believe in God and I believe in heaven. Then I wrote down here, say, is your God a loving God? She says, absolutely. I say, is your God holy? She says, yes. Say, is your God just? She says, yes. Say, is your God righteous? She says, yes. I say, is your God perfect? She says, yes. I said, then you and I have the same God. And we have the same heaven. That's where I want to go. I said, but do you know one thing? That you and I have to be ...100% of all of that thing. Do you know that? Have to be 100%. I say, I'm going to show you how ugly I am. And what I have is this little book in my pocket. And I open up and I'll have her read this. So, I'm going to give one of you to volunteer and do it for me. Would you read verse 48 for me, please? I'm going to make you uncomfortable before all. He's my nephew.
Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
Can you interpret for me, please? What do you have to be?
Perfect.
I'm not. Are you?
No.
Is Maria perfect? Maria says she's not perfect either. So I wrote down Matthew 5:48. You can read in your Bible. Matthew 5:48. Somebody reading Gujarati, maybe will make some more sense here. જેવો આકાશમાંનો બાપ સંપૂર્ણ છે એટલા જ સંપૂર્ણ તમે થાવ. તમે સંપૂર્ણ છો. આમાંથી કોઈ છે સંપૂર્ણ? એનીબડી? રેઝ હેન્ડ. ના. સો વી આર ઇમ્પરફેક્ટ. સમબડી ઓપન અપ રોમન્સ 3:10. My Bible opens because I have opened a few times, so it lets me open. Romans 3:10. Somebody wants to read it? Romans 3:10.
જેમ શાસ્ત્રમાં લખેલું છે તે પ્રમાણે કોઈ ન્યાય નથી, એક પણ નથી.
There is none righteous, not even one. Huh? Romans. તમે લખવા માંડો અહીંયા 3:10. Unrighteous. Strike 2. Ball game is finished in 3 strikes, right? Next one is the worst of all. James chapter 2. James 2, verse 10.
Yaakov 2 અને 10 કેમ કે જે કોઈ આખું નિયમ શાસ્ત્ર પાડશે અને માત્ર એક જ બાબતમાં ભૂલ કરશે તે સર્વ સંબંધી અપરાધી છે.
If you keep the whole law and stumble in one point, you are guilty of how many things? All. So I could be guilty of lying, or I could be guilty of murdering. Is it the same? Huh? Is it the same? Is a murderer as bad as a liar?
Yes.
I use this example mostly, and that makes most sense. Somebody taught me that. So take two buckets of pure white paint, 100% equal. In one, put a cup full of black dye. Other, you put a tiny drop of black dye, one drop. Which of these two buckets is pure white? How come? There are a million more drops here. Then I ask people, which bucket represents you? And without exception, everybody takes that one drop. nobody takes a cup full of it. How many times have you been guilty so far?
Mine is infinite.
I haven't kept account of it. So I'm imperfect, unrighteous, and infinitely guilty. And I had no problem convincing Maria of that. No problem at all. I say, why am I imperfect, unrighteous, infinitely guilty, as we stand here right now, and why there is no difference between me and Jeffrey Dahmer? I haven't killed anybody, I haven't eaten them. Why there is no difference? Why is so? What makes us no different? I told you, some care, pehli PhD kali ho, ke some care from McDonald's ma kaam karte ho. Some of us are like guppies, and some of like sharks. We all are stinking fishes. We all are same. What makes us like this? Huh? Romans 3:23. Who has now memorized that? Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fall short of the grant of God glorying in us. Now this is not a good look, but it looks like a Grand Canyon. Mile wide and 2 mile deep. The sin that's within me. I haven't taught my kids to lie. Do they? Yes. You bet. And so yours are. Did you teach them? Did you teach them to disobey the parents? Have they done it? I've a million times. I lied to my mom when I left the country. I'll be back in 5 years and I never had any intention of going back. I lied to her. So what's the penalty of sin? Death. Where do we find that? Romans 6:23. Don't read. Don't go there. I'll go there in just a minute. But there's an answer that I don't want you to go there yet. Wages of sin is death. So you be my judge. You be my judge now. If I admit before judge that I'm infinitely guilty, sinful, unrighteous, imperfect man, and I die today, where do you think I should go? Huh?
Hell.
Hell? Hell? Come on. Where?
Hell.
Hell. And how long do I stay there?
Forever.
I ask this question. Who put Timothy McVeigh on electric chair? You remember the Oklahoma City bomb?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who put him on electric chair?
Turtle
Goldman. No. No.
Joe.
No.
Think. No. Who put him on the electric chair?
Governor.
Huh?
Governor.
No. No. Himself. Who killed 163 innocent people? McQuaid himself. So who put him on the electric chair? Himself. Who sends me to hell?
Myself.
You know, God never sends anybody to hell. He says, I don't delight in the death of a wicked. Never God sends anybody. He came to seek and save the sinners.
I'm going to jump the Grand Canyon. How am I going to jump Grand Canyon? Have you tried jumping Grand Canyon? I tried with doing all the good things to my patients.
That's what Maria said.
Will that get me across? Would that change my sentence, infinitely guilty?
No.
Strike one. What about my religion? Dinkarpe roads, the rites, and sanden ayyache, danarpar nakyache, and baptisma ayyache, badu karyuche. Religion badalse? Pelo Hindu or manas tu religion badalse? Pelo Muslim roads, paach var prathna kare, undo kodine. Badalse, no? Religion? No. What about my morality? Am I better than Jeffrey Dahmer? In a human sense, maybe. But what if before the God of heaven, the holy God? So what's the answer? What is the answer? How are we going to get? Heaven will be empty. How are these criminals going to get into heaven without compromising the justice of God? There's only one way. There's only one way to get there. Is this. Wrong I did with my hands. His arm got nailed. Wrong places you and I have walked. His legs got nailed. The ugly thoughts that come in my head. He was crowned. The emotions that come out of my heart, he was ripped apart. What's his name?
Jesus.
Muhammad? Will somebody tell me that all the religion are saying?
No.
No way. Is he Buddha?
No.
Krishna?
No.
Confucius? There is only one bloody cross on which hung the creator of heaven and earth, the sinless savior, a God-man, a perfect man for God, a perfect God for man. He came, we call it Christmas. He died, we call it Good Friday. What's his name? Jesus. Is he perfect?
Yes.
You bet. Is he righteous?
Yes.
Is he holy?
Yes.
Do I have any of those things?
No.
Then how do I get his perfection? How do I get his perfection? John 3:16. Who has memorized John 3:16? Somebody, please. Somebody, stop. God so loved the world. Hold on. How many of them are criminals? All. He still loved us. What brought him to this earth is his love. And how much did he love? He says, what's, go for it again? Sorry. Stop. What's his name?
Jesus.
Ekakit Jani. Only begotten. Does he have twins?
No.
Triplets?
No.
Many ways to God? Are you sure? Yeah, it's only one. I want to make sure that you know it. Only one. Okay. So what's my part? I have made it so messy. I'm going to give you a clean picture that I have, a printout on this same thing, so it will make better sense. But go ahead. What does it say? The fun? Huh? Nah, come here. What? Him. Hold on 1 second. If I believe in him, what's the pronoun here? The scholar?
Him.
Him. What was the pronoun here?
I.
What should be the pronoun? Him. And how much do I have to believe him? Total. You know what's that called? Repentance. Take the trust from you and put it on him. He died, he rose again. When I believe that, what happens?
We never die.
Now there's something else. Shall not perish, for no nasnathai. Nasnathai, hell goes away. And what do you get? Eternal life. I told Maria, it was 23 years ago, my mother had a cardiac arrest in Louisville Hospital. My dad was standing next to me, and I began a CPR on my mom. In a matter of a minute, 20 nurses and doctors came and took the charge from my hand. Stood at the bedside, I wanted to exchange a place with my mom because I love my mom. Only reason what I have done in my life is because of my mom. But frightening thoughts came. I wasn't sure where I was going to go. And more I thought about it, more terrified I got. It was not hell that ever came to mind. It was that my I'll never see my mom again. But what she had believed, I had rejected it. It's only I and I knew it. Nobody knew that. I had a facade. I could fool anybody. But in my heart, I knew I had never trusted. That night, when Sushma went to pick the kids from the neighbors, I was left alone. And I did something that night I had never done. First time ever in my life, I got on my knees. And only part of my prayer I remember today. I need you. I didn't see anything, I didn't hear anything, but first time I felt the peace. I never had it, and I have never lost it. I asked that question to Maria, have you ever come to a point in your life to trust him like that alone? She was honest enough to say no. And I'm asking each one of you the same question. Do you know for sure tonight that you have put 100% trust in Christ? Not a belief. I'm not asking your Christian belief. I'm asking you, have you believed in the Savior? His name is Jesus. He came and died for you. If you have not done it, I told Maria, I beg you to believe in tonight. I generally carry a tract with me. I gave it to her, gave this piece of paper that I had with me, and I gave it to her. I said, you and God settle it tonight. You don't need me anymore. She walked away. I don't force anybody to pray with me of any kind of sinner's prayers or anything. I let the Holy Spirit do the job. He does a whole lot better job than I do. Guess what happened? I saw her yesterday before I left the office. We had a half a day and she had scheduled herself for stress test that I had promised. Supposed to be done next Friday, but somehow she showed up yesterday. In one day, her blood pressure was normal. She was all smile. So as I put her on treadmill, I asked the questions, Maria, what did you do with what I told you yesterday? She said, I put my trust in Jesus Christ. I said, go to church this Sunday and thank Him for dying for you and rising again. You know, I don't get those answers all the time. I didn't know about Bill, I didn't know about Don. But they did the same thing as I did 23 years ago. Put my trust in Him. Have you ever done it? If so, my question to you is, whose stone have you removed? Jesus says, all authority is given unto me. Go on with you always. Sandwich between the two is the phrase. Go make disciples.
Amen.
That's not a suggestion. It's a command. My prayer for this church, in Trabaya, for every one of you, the harvest is white, but ready. Where are the workers? Everybody in Philadelphia know the Lord, or New Jersey, or New York. What have you done? I could memorize all the Bible, but I never applied it. I could come to church every Sunday. I could give half of my income. But if I don't move that stone, I'll never see the miracle of resurrection. Let's pray. Oh God, I come before you tonight. The words that have come out are your words, Lord, that you want each one of us to participate in your plan. Give me the heart, give me the heart to go tell somebody that you died for me and you rose again and you gave me life, abundant life. Lord, I pray for this church that they will go out and multiply. Give them 30, 60, 100 fold. Enlarge their territory. And give them the harvest. Give them the unity. Give them the love for each other as I see right now. And until we meet again, Father, be with us. If not, Lord, we will see you face to face, if it is your will. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for the patience of everyone that's here. Bless them. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. I have the copies of this. And I think I have a copy for each one of you to keep it. I have also a few copies of this tract. If anybody wants to take it, it's tells you exactly how I walked you through. So, thank you.
Dr. Mendel Sahib, tumhari sundar shastranu manan abhar maniye chhe. પ્રભુ મારી મદદ કરે કે જે પથ્થર ગભરાવાનો છે એ ગભરાવામાં અમે મદદગાર થઈએ, કે જેથી કરીને પ્રભુ ઈસુ ખ્રિસ્ત આપણને લેવા આવે, કે આપણે તેની પાસે જઈએ ત્યારે તેની સાથે સર્વકાળિક જીવન આપે જીવી શકીએ.